Those two mean about the same thing?
No, they are the same thing, only they're made different. But they answer the same purpose.
Yeah, how are they made differently, do you?
The number, they have a metal frame with a cloth over it, and metal frame like arms that come down the main part of it, they close it, and you shove it up to open it. But a power saw was smaller and reduced mainly to keep the saw off of the wall. But the umbrella was used for rain mainly.
Wheel. I talked earlier just about the keys and everything. And let me ask you some questions about the land and so forth. Did they ever have the dry land maybe around that has water standing in it for a good part of the year? What would that call? Something like that, you know, land that had water on it for a good part.
Ponds, one thing, you got one right out of there. Ponds, the mosquito control used to go out there and put the insecticide out there. That's where the mosquitoes breed.
Is that kind of like a marsh or a swamp?
Yeah.
About the same thing?
Yeah, it is the same. I would say it's the same thing. A marsh is the same thing.
Talking about those marshes, is that where, you know, salt grass and so forth grows? Would you still call it the same thing, say, if it were up on the mainland, and you didn't have salt grass, it was there, just, you know, just brackish water standing on the land, still call that?
To the best of my knowledge, you call that marsh land. There aren't much of that down this way. What we call down there is ponds.
What about low-lying grassland? You got any kind of name for that? It's just good for nothing, maybe just scrub or roll?
I couldn't say.
Well, they have any kind of streams or rivers or anything running here in the Keys, or is it just...
No. Just the ocean? Then right in the back here you have maybe a little key, a little eye, what have you, a bunch of bushes. It's a little off from the land, and there's a channel in there. But other than that, no. You call it the ocean and the boat.
What about land?
And the bayside.
And land that you can maybe... You know, that you'll get good crop from, you say that land's very water.
Rich.
And those ponds, are they, can you ever use those for anything?
What?
The ponds. Ponds.
No. It's not all like what breeding mosquitoes.
Can you, they ever drain those? Or?
No. I say no. The mosquito control has. In the past, different places, they have dug a ditch to let that water drain and to keep from mosquitoes breeding. But they got to get permission from the property owner to do it.
Well, they got a name for like a shallow, you don't say up around the maybe the mainland, kind of. Shallow arm of the sea, we have a narrow bit of water that it kind of juts in on the land there, juts in the land.
Yeah, if I understand you right, that has a name, but I studied that when I went to school, which is many years ago, but right now I can't.
You ever call it an inlet or?
Yeah, one name for it, and then that. With the land juts out. That's what we call a jutting out. And then you have an inlet coming in to the land from the sea.